Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pro Bowl left tackle Joe Staley of the San Francisco 49ers. Welcome to 49ers.com Niner Talk Podcast. Here's your host, Taylor Price.
Welcome back to Niner Talk on 49ers.com. Taylor Price joined this week by our fullback, Bruce Miller. Bruce doing a great job carrying the football, creating lanes for Frank Gore and Kendall Hunter. Bruce, this week we're playing on Monday Night Football in Arizona, the only team to beat Jim Harbaugh in the NFC West so far. Last year it was a 21-19 loss. We're going to avenge that on Monday Night Football. What are your thoughts on the challenge of facing Arizona on the big stage?
You know what, just excited. Anytime you have a chance to play on a national stage like Monday Night Football, definitely going to be a great game. Two great teams going at it, so we're excited about the opportunity.
This will be your second game on Monday Night Football. Last year we beat the Pittsburgh Steelers at home. And what were your memories of that game, just the experience of knowing all your friends and family back home in Georgia, everyone that you've ever played football with were watching you under the big stage?
Besides the blackout, It was a great time. Just excited to have the chance. You always watch the Monday Night Football games growing up, so you know that people are going to be tuning in and seeing what you're doing. So prepare to play well and hopefully have a great game.
Pretty remarkable stuff. What you guys are doing in the backfield with Frank Gore and Kendall Hunter. Last year, Frank bought you and the offensive lineman Louis Vuitton travel bags as his thank you for making the Pro Bowl. This year, how's it going with the relationships? You guys are always around each other, always spending time, helping each other out. I got to imagine working with Frank a second year is just everything so much easier for you in this position you're playing for the second time, second year in a row.
Yeah, it's been great. We are starting to build, you know, some chemistry in the backfield and really are enjoying playing off of each other. You know, I kind of have an idea of what Frank wants to happen and where he wants to go. So I feel like we've done a great job this year just playing off of each other, Kendall as well. I just am fortunate to have two backs back there like that I can block for and can make plays. So
This offseason, you were telling us there's your coach walking by, Tom Rathman. You were saying that the goal was to be a redheaded Tom Rathman. I mean, you've probably seen so much of his film and his greatness here with the 49ers. What's Coach Rathman having you work on in year two as playing a fullback?
Just trying to perfect my craft, and that's everything included from run blocking to pass protection to even getting my hands on the ball and carrying and catching it. So I have lots of areas to improve on, and that's what we've been working on this year.
It's fun seeing your social media posts every time you get a draw or you're split out wide and they throw it to you. You take pride in making the most of your opportunities getting the football. Right. Tell us about your excitement level when you know the ball's going your way.
Right. You know, it doesn't happen very often, so we have to make them count. I definitely want to make the best of every opportunity that they give me with the ball. So try to make some things happen and have a lot of fun doing it.
Next week we're getting early before Halloween, but just wanted to ask you about your take on Halloween. Maybe what it's your favorite part of the holiday and maybe how do you celebrate it as an NFL football player?
My favorite part about Halloween is definitely trick or treating. You're never too old to trick or treat. Go fill up trash bags full of candy and dress up in your favorite costume, which mine is a red Power Ranger. I have done that many times. It never gets old.
So you're telling me Wednesday night if a red Power Ranger shows up at your door, it very well could be Bruce Miller.
A red Power Ranger showing up could definitely be me. I'm not going to take my mask off and reveal the identity of the Red Ranger.
Looks like we have a guest joining us, a second guest. Joe Staley, any thoughts on Halloween, favorite costumes or memories?
When is Halloween?
Wednesday.
Nick, what day is today?
Friday. This is a weekend show.
Yeah, there we go.
We're planning ahead. Planning ahead.
Power just to
try to take over the world.
I'm going to be Shredder.
Shredder?
Sweet. A Shredder outfit would be a lot more creative.
Bruce, favorite costume, we got that down. How about your favorite Halloween candy? If there's one that you have to have in your candy bag, what is it?
The only candy that I pick out is the Reese's. That's my favorite candy. Don't leave any Reese's pieces out at the door because they will all be gone.
The Red Power Ranger is going for the Reese's. Hey, Bruce, thanks so much for your time. I know busy man getting ready for this big game Monday night, and we're going to follow your tweets on Twitter, @BruceMill49er. Is that right?
That's right.
Got that right. So follow him on that. Follow him on Instagram. He's always a funny guy behind the scenes, posting some good Booby Dixon pictures at the World Series. What was that like? We gotta ask you about that. Just going to the World Series, I mean, pretty special stuff.
It was great. You know, that's my first time at AT&T, and to get to be at that game and watch, you know, the way they played against the Tigers, it was awesome. And, you know, the environment was electric. It was a great game to go to.
It's going to be like that Monday in Arizona, I'm sure.
I hope so. Hopefully the Giants can end this series so they're not on TV too.
There you have it. Bruce Miller joining us this week on Niner Talk, talking all the good Power Ranger memories from his Halloween days and his relationship with Frank Gore and those guys doing great things in the running game. So looking forward to watching you guys keep it going. Thanks, Bruce.
All right. Thanks for having me.
What's up? It's Anthony Davis, starting right tackle for the 49ers, and you're listening to the only official 49ers podcast.
Welcome back to the latest edition of Niner Talk on 49ers.com. Taylor Price joined this week by another NFC West counterpart. We got Darren Urban of azcardinals.com. Darren does a great job covering the Cardinals inside and out on their website and through social media. Darren, tell us about the rivalry this week. These two teams are obviously looking forward to competing on Monday Night Football, a big stage. What's being said in the locker room in Arizona in regards to this week's rivalry game?
Well, it's funny. You know, defensive end Cliff Campbell of the Cardinals did a national radio interview talking about how he, quote, hated the 49ers, and obviously they got a lot of play across the nation. And it's interesting because, you know, I do think there's a couple of guys that, you know, would use that word in the Cardinals locker room, the hate word. You know, Calais did. I don't think he uses it with a whole lot of malice behind it, but he did use it. And of course, Darnell Dockett, the defensive lineman, has used it in the past. And I talked to him and he said, yeah, that's true. They don't like us and we don't like them. I think when you start talking about that word, I think the way it's being used, at least out here, is probably not the generally accepted way it's regularly used. I mean, I think it's just they're trying to get across the passion that is felt in this rivalry. And I think generally in this locker room, I mean, clearly the Cardinals see this as a big rivalry. Nobody else is really going as far as saying it's a hatred, because these guys just know each other across the league. And as Adam Snyder, the former 49er, put it, he goes, we're kind of like a little fraternity. So when it's all said and done, you don't have a whole lot of those feelings. But there's no question that for the Cardinals, there's a lot of emotion going into this game. And it's always there no matter what the records. But obviously, given the fact that the Cardinals have lost three in a row, and if they could somehow win this game, they're still in it. Decent shape in the division, I think that just adds to it.
Yeah, motion is one thing, but there's definitely a lot of mutual respect with these two teams, a lot of talented performers, and then the only team to beat the 49ers under his watch are the Arizona Cardinals, and it was last year at the University of Phoenix Stadium. This time around, it looks like Skelton is going to be the guy once again. Last year, he came off the bench and replaced Kevin Cobb, who was knocked out of the game. This time around, Cobb has the bruised ribs and Skelton stepping up again. So how are the guys rallying around Skelton for this opportunity? And obviously a guy who won a lot of games last year, finishing the 2011 season.
Well, I mean, the one plus that they have with Skelton is that he's been there before. And even though technically all of last year he was the backup because Cobb was hurt, both with a foot injury and then later with a concussion, he still played a tremendous amount of games and was the starter, named the starter coming out of training camp this year until he got hurt in the opener and Cobb took over. So he's played a lot of football. And I do think there's a comfort level there. You know, obviously this team's offense isn't doing as well as they were hoping right now. You know, they're struggling to put up some points. And I think it would make a big difference because obviously their defense is playing at a pretty high level. But in a lot of ways, this team is playing a lot like they were playing when the 49ers met them last year in that win, which is, you know, they try and make a few plays offensively. They have their defense carry them. And regardless of whether they win or lose, it seems like it's always a close game for the Cardinals. So I'm expecting a lot of the same this weekend.
As much as things change for both our teams, it seems like there's a lot of consistency in terms of Frank Gore being that reliable guy on offense for the 49ers, and for you, Larry Fitzgerald really being a dependable wideout. The 49ers this year haven't allowed over 20-yard touchdown this year, and Fitzgerald has beaten them so many times. I think last year in Arizona, there's a lot of plays over the field where they're missing tackles and creating opportunities for Arizona. Do you see Skelton and Fitzgerald continuing that development of downfield passes? And Andre Roberts as well, looks like he's another go-to guy for you guys.
Well, I think it's something the Cardinals need more of, actually, right now. I mean, one of the problems they're having at this point is that they're not getting the big plays. And I think they need to, at some point, take some shots down the field and see if they can get it. I mean, you mentioned last year with Fitzgerald against the 49ers, you know, the one play that sticks in my head, and I'm sure that you remember it, was just a fantastic leaping catch over the middle, and I can't remember if it was Goldson or which safety exactly he beat, but, I mean, the defender was in the right place to make the pass break up, and it was just a question of Larry Fitzgerald being Larry Fitzgerald and making an outstanding catch jumping, and then when he came down was able to run it the rest of the way in the end zone. And, you know, I think right now this offense could use some of that next level stuff rather than just the play working cleanly, something where Larry has to make an extraordinary effort to get something done, because I think in a lot of ways that's how this offense is built, and it's not always easy to have that happen, but I think, you know, Fitz is the kind of guy that can do that. So, you know, it's one of those things where the Cardinals are very aware that the 49ers have a great defense, and they're well aware of what the 49ers haven't given up and how powerful they've been. And clearly, you know, the Cardinals' pass protection has not been great this year, so that's a concern. And it'll be interesting to see how that translates into being able to get the ball to Roberts and Fitz, because I think that's something the Cardinals need to do.
Those are some great points from Darren Urban of azcardinals.com. Darren, just want to ask you about the special teams matchup in this week's game. I mean, obviously you have two great defenses, two solid running attacks looking to push their will on each other. But special teams-wise, Patrick Peterson, a Pro Bowl return man, Andy Lee, the special teams player of the week in Week 7, also an All-Pro and Pro Bowl punter as well. That matchup, how do you see that going down? And do you see Patrick Peterson maybe not being kicked the ball to as often this year? Is he having a hard time getting challenged?
I do think the teams are becoming a lot less likely to try and kick him the ball. I know in Minnesota they took a slightly different tact where they were basically kicking moonshots that were going only about 35 yards downfield, but they were kicking them so short. I mean, Patrick was having to run up under them. So I know last year, you know, in both games against the Cardinals, I thought the 49ers did a great job in terms of, you know, even if Patrick ended up with the ball, it was not a great situation for him to be in. And I do think Peterson's pressing a little bit to make some things happen as a punt returner because of all the success he had last year. But, you know, there's no question he is still very dangerous. And I think that one of the 49ers' strengths, you know, the defense is obviously very good, but one of the things that helps them tremendously is, you know, they don't have to take a ton of chances on offense if they don't want to, because they do have Lee, who can change their field position. And between that and the defense, it makes it really hard on the opposition. And I think that's where Peterson could really play a big role this week for the Cardinals, if he can break off a return or two and change that field position a little bit, and maybe not make the 49ers defense a little less comfortable. I think that would make a huge difference for the Cardinals.
Darren, last one I'll ask you about is, it's just your favorite or most anticipated matchup or storyline of this game. And when I look at one for me personally, would be Frank Gore and Kendall Hunter, the only teammates in the NFL to average 5 or more yards per carry. They're in the top 5, Frank with 5.8 yards per touch, Kendall with 5.2. And they're going up against Darrell Washington and a tough front 7. I really am impressed with Darrell Washington, and I know a lot of people don't know too much about what he's doing for the Cardinals, but you guys invested a lot of money in him and Calais Campbell this offseason. Just tell me about your matchup or storyline that you're most interested in seeing play out on Monday night.
Well, it's interesting. Real quick before my matchup, I will say that I think Darrell Washington is having a great season. He's already got 6 sacks. He's probably he is their defensive MVP. And if he not only wasn't in the same conference but in the same division with a couple of inside linebackers like Willis and Bowman, I think he'd be getting a lot more national pub, and I think that's going to hurt him going forward because of obviously the reputations of those guys already. But I think he's definitely a guy to watch, and he's been a very he's on the verge of stardom. There's no question. I think my matchup is just a very realistic one from this side of the ball. I mean, again, I mentioned the pass protection issues. The Cardinals are giving up a lot of sacks. And obviously the 49ers have a very good front 7 and a front 4. And I think the ability for the Cardinals to block that front four, to create some running lanes, to run the ball once in a while, to be able to give John Skelton enough time to throw the ball to the aforementioned Fitzgerald and Andre Roberts, for instance, I think is going to be crucial because ultimately, you know, sacks aside, and they've given up a lot of sacks, what you don't want to be if you're the Cardinals is in a situation where John Skelton is forced to make poor decisions because of pressure, because that ultimately leads to turnovers. And not only has that hurt the Cardinals badly this year when they've made ill-timed turnovers, but obviously that's what the 49ers feast on. I think that's what drives that team ultimately is the winning the turnover battle and putting teams in bad positions. And I think that's what I'm going to be paying attention to mostly.
That's the type of insight you can get all week, all year on azcardinals.com. Darren Urban, our guest this week, thanks so much for joining us. And I look forward to another competitive game. Should be a fun one out at Glendale.
Have a safe trip, Taylor.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to the latest edition of Niner Talk on 49ers.com. Want to say thanks to our guest, fullback Bruce Miller, and azcardinals.com reporter Darren Urban. The 49ers and Cardinals will face off this Monday night in a 5:30 Pacific time kickoff at the University of Phoenix Stadium in Glendale. You can watch the game nationally on ESPN or locally in the Bay Area on CBS5. Also, make sure to listen on the radio on KGO 810 or 107.7 The Bone if you're unable to catch it on TV. The 49ers hold a 24-17 edge in the all-time series over Arizona, including a 10-9 advantage on the road. Last season, however, they lost to Arizona 21-19 and are looking to avenge the only divisional loss under Jim Harbaugh. The 49ers won in the division last week 13-6 over the Seattle Seahawks thanks to a 131 rushing yard performance by Frank Gore. And for the game, the 49ers racked up 175 yards against one of the league's stingiest rush defenses. They'll need that type of outing this week against an Arizona team that has another formidable defense. The Cardinals are one game behind the 49ers and could tie them and atop the NFC West with a win. Make sure to check out 49ers.com content right on your smartphone after the game. Download our Game Day Live app to get the latest stories, photos, and videos from Monday Night Football. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to Niner Talk. This is Taylor Price signing out.